to impeachment. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today touching on the subject of possible impeachment proceedings against the president.
A decision on impeachment will be made in a timely fashion, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, pushing back on suggestions from critics. She's merely trying to run out the clock.
We will proceed when we have what we need to proceed, not one day sooner.
Pelosi says House Democrats are continuing investigations in committees and pursuing documents in federal courts. She also met with New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after the freshman lawmaker accused the speaker of disrespect. Pelosi says there have always been disagreements in the Democratic Party. It's not, she says, a lockstep rubber stamp.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says his committee at some point may or may not impeachment against the president.
We are continuing investigation of the president's malfeasances, and we will do what we feel we will consider what we have to consider, including whether we should recommend articles of impeachment to the House. That's the job of our committee.
Nadler commenting today on former special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony this week. The latest quarter gross domestic product numbers are out.
The second quarter gross domestic product rose at a 2.1% annual rate. Business investment declined for the first time in more than 3 years, but consumers were spending more on expensive things like cars and also on food and clothing. Though it's weaker than the start of the year, the GDP was up 3.1% in the first quarter. The second quarter reading is stronger than expected.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Iran today testing another medium-range ballistic missile. That launch counters the Trump administration's demands Tehran curtail its weapons programs. This is Fox News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Official says an hours-long gun battle between the Taliban and police has left 4 officers dead and 9 injured in the country's eastern Ghazni province. The Taliban control about half of Afghanistan and have been launching daily assaults, mainly targeting Afghan security forces. Chicago police making another arrest in a beating of a mentally disabled girl.
The hate that we all saw is an affront to who we are as Chicagoans.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson on the 4 teen girls now charged, accused of luring a missing 15-year-old girl with special needs to attack her on camera. That viral video has others encouraged and laughed.
I haven't been able to sleep since I saw that brutal attack.
The victim's grandmother, she was treated and released. The teen suspects now facing felony charges from battery to mob action.
Behavior that, quite frankly, we all wish never existed, not just in this city, but in this country.
In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man stranded for days in a remote Oregon desert's been rescued.
Gregory Randolph, who was 73, is now recovering at home after spending several nights in a hospital. He had hiked about 14 miles in the Oregon desert with his 2 dogs after his Jeep got stuck in a dry creek bed, and he was barely conscious when mountain biker Tomas Quinones found him near death on a deserted dirt road on July 18th. Randolph was sunburned, couldn't talk or sit up, and could barely drink water Quinones gave him. Quinones hadn't had a cell phone signal for 2 days. But he was able to summon help on an emergency GPS tracking device. Randolph's dogs were also found and are alive. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An Indiana boy who authorities say shot and wounded his state trooper father because he was upset his parents took away his video games will get mental health treatment at a secure facility. The 12-year-old was sentenced this week in juvenile court after pleading guilty. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us on this Friday. We'll get to the Friday song coming up a little bit later on in the show. The Friday song, in fact, we get requests. You know what? We get requests from around the country on that. So we'll get that to you a little bit later on in the program. Coming up, we're going to take you down to the southern border in Sunland, New Mexico. I've never been to Sunland, New Mexico, but they're having a symposium this week through tomorrow, by the way. And it's a symposium at the wall, cartels, trafficking, and asylum. A guy that's going to join us, he's been on the show before. Last time I ran into him, it was at, I believe it was at the Basque Fry a couple of years ago. Sheriff David Clark. The former sheriff of Milwaukee County in Wisconsin. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. First, though, we've got the first senator after the Mueller hearings stepping up and demanding the House begin impeachment proceedings. In fact, anyways, let's go to cut four. This is Ed Markey. He is a senator from Massachusetts, and he is the first senator I have seen. Now, obviously, the presidential wannabes, the Cory Bookers and people like that. But this is the first guy I've seen go to the floor of the United States Senate and call for impeachment of the president. This is following the Mueller hearings, and this was yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
Yesterday, the American people finally heard at length directly from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee and Intelligence Committees, the Special Counsel gave voice to his report on Russian interference in our 2016 presidential election and President Trump's obstruction of the investigation into it. What the American people and I heard from Special Counsel Mueller was an explanation and confirmation of the deeply troubling findings and conclusions of his investigation and his written report. He told us that the Trump campaign welcomed the help of a hostile foreign power, Russia, to influence our 2016 presidential election, accepted that help, lied repeatedly about it, and benefited from it. He confirmed that there was voluminous evidence that President Trump had obstructed justice through his efforts to interfere with and impede the special counsel's investigation. Most importantly, contrary to the president's claims, the special counsel confirmed that his investigation had not exonerated the president of the crime of obstruction of justice. When asked, Robert Mueller made this crystal clear, testifying that, quote, the president was not exculpated for the acts that he allegedly committed. In his testimony yesterday, Special Counsel Mueller did not back away from any of his written report's findings. The American people saw and heard him emphatically defend them. Special Counsel Mueller, a decorated war hero, gave every single American cause for deep alarm when he called Russian interference in support of the Trump campaign, quote, among the most serious challenges to American democracy that he had ever seen. He agreed that it was, quote, unpatriotic and wrong to seek campaign help from a foreign power. And he decried President Trump's failure to acknowledge or respond to the systematic and sweeping Russian interference, warning, quote, they're doing it as we sit here. Yesterday, Donald Trump tried to defend himself in tweets while Robert Mueller defended our democracy and his testimony. The special counsel's testimony and events of the past 2 weeks have led to the undeniable conclusion that it is time for the House of Representatives to begin a formal impeachment proceeding against President Trump.
Okay. Fair enough. If that's what you think, go for it. Right now, there are 96 votes in the House. A majority is 218. They are a long way from that. Now, one of the things, excuse me, one of the things that, one of the things that we're going to be talking a lot about is about immigration and immigration reform. The latest numbers from our border is that the arrests are down 25% just in the month of July, and that the Mexican government apparently is doing something to help us. Nah. That's exactly what's happening. Anyway, tell you what, let's do. In fact, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what's going on along our southern border. We will do that. And a whole lot more coming up. I'll take a quick break as we continue. It is, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. We've gotten new numbers from our border. And DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is saying that our borders are safer as a result of the work of the president with the Mexican government and governments in Central America. We know now that arrests are down 25% just in the month of July. We know that something's going on down there. We just don't know if it's all the work of the Mexican government. I mean, I think it's great if the Mexican government will work with us. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. By the way, Did I tell you this? Adam Schiff. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut 8. Because Adam Schiff was on with Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain took him to the cleaners on The View yesterday. Did you catch this? Listen to this.
You have claimed for years now that you have a smoking gun of evidence of collusion. Your quote is ample evidence of collusion. You said that. But Robert Mueller and his investigation found that there was no collusion. So can you share with us right here, right now, on The View, the evidence that you have and explain why Mueller was wrong yesterday?
Well, first of all, Mueller wasn't wrong. Mueller started out by saying we didn't address the issue of collusion. So those who are saying no collusion,
what's your evidence?
They're just wrong.
You've been saying that on TV for years.
Well, I will tell you, and I've also been saying, as you know, that the evidence is in plain sight, not hidden anywhere. And we went through that evidence. The Russians offered dirt on Hillary Clinton in writing. And sent it to Don Jr. And Don Jr.'s response was in writing and said, as for your offer of foreign illegal help, I would love it. He accepted the offer. They set up a overt act in furtherance of that, the secret meeting at Trump Tower, and they lied about it. You have an offer of illegal help. You have the acceptance of that offer. You have an overt act in furtherance of that conspiracy. That is, I think, by any rational American's expectation, the personification of collusion. Now, Bob Mueller had a different question he needed to analyze, which is, can I prove each of the elements of the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt? And as you know, well before the Mueller report, I was pointing out to the public, there's a difference between what we understand as collusion and whether you can prove all the elements of crime.
So would you consider yesterday a big win for Democrats? Would you consider yesterday a big win for Democrats?
I would consider it a win for the American people that they got to hear from the person who did the investigation. They got to hear unfiltered by anybody else what he found. For the former director of the FBI and the special counsel to say, effectively, the president acted immorally, unethically, unpatriotically, and likely in a criminal fashion, the American people needed to hear. If you're measuring whether this is a success in terms of whether it brings us closer to impeachment or not, that was not my object with wanting him to come in. My object was to find out what work did you do, what conclusions did you reach, and what work do we need to do to follow up on counterintelligence or compromise information to protect the country.
There you have it. Adam Schiff. And it's obvious that when you talk to these Democrats, they don't know which end is up. I mean, it's really sad. Anyway, tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things, we've been in contact with Sheriff David Clark, and he is going to join us at 34 after the hour, so in about 15, 18 minutes from now. Because I didn't want to shortchange him, okay? Anyway, stick around. First of all, though, I want you to hear from Brian. Brian wants to talk about the Markey quote. Go ahead, Brian. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, talk about trying to put lipstick on a pig. I wouldn't put too much credence in anything Senator Markey has to say. They call him Mr. Frosty back in Massachusetts. And Howie Carr, quote, local talk show host, conservative talk show host, he's a hacks hack in an empty suit. And to quote Billy Bulger, Whitey Bulger's brother, he says about Markey, to a battle of wits, he always comes unarmed. And that pretty much sums up Senator Markey.
That is fun. Where did you come up with that?
I heard it. I've been hearing it all week on Howie's show.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. Ed Markey is the emptiest of empty suits. And in fact, I'll let you hear more. In fact, let's go to cut 5. This is more of Ed Markey. He was on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday saying that Trump continues to obstruct justice. It's not just what Robert Mueller testified to. It's that to this day, he claims the president is still obstructing justice.
President Trump has claimed that key witnesses like former White House counsel Donald McGahn and former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks are immune from testifying or simply don't have to comply with congressional subpoenas. President Trump has opposed testimony from 2 of the special counsel's top deputies and restricted the scope of the Mueller testimony. And President Trump has vowed to fight any future congressional subpoenas. What we have seen from President Trump is a pattern of repeated and baseless denial, baseless defiance of the House's constitutional authority to investigate, especially subpoenas, seeking evidence that the president obstructed justice and abused his power. The president has engaged in stonewalling that shows an unprecedented disregard and contempt for a co-equal branch of government under our Constitution. Disregard and contempt that would make Richard Nixon blush with envy. Taken together, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony and the president's obstruction of the congressional investigation compel us to immediately begin a formal impeachment inquiry. I do not come to this decision lightly. An impeachment proceeding against the President of the United States is a matter of the highest constitutional magnitude. But when the evidence demonstrates that the President of the United States obstructed the special counsel's investigation, and when the facts and the evidence demonstrate that the President of the United States is continuing to obstruct justice, seeking to derail a legitimate congressional investigation into the lawfulness of his conduct while in office, then the Congress must do its constitutional duty and act.
The ultimate empty suit. Ed Markey, Democrat, liberal, progressive, from Massachusetts. Now, just remember, you know, these Northeastern liberals, they are all alike. This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. In fact, you can do it right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Sheriff David Clark will join us coming up in our next segment. I always get excited. Last time I ran into Sheriff Clark was at one of the Basque Fries. I think it was like 2 years ago. Ran into him, and he is a big, tall drink of water, but boy, he looks good in Western wear. He really does. But he is the former sheriff of as they call it there, Milwaukee. They don't call it Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee. It's kind of a Milwaukee. Yeah. Sheriff David Clark, the former sheriff of Milwaukee County. And he is down at the border at this symposium, which, by the way, is a really cool idea. They got all kinds of people. It's the Symposium at the Wall. It's where 50 feet of border wall is already built. And it's going to run through tomorrow in Sunland Park, New Mexico. It's a Symposium at the Wall, Cartels, Trafficking, and Asylum. It's all coming up live and local now.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, stocks are higher in afternoon trading, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both hitting intraday record highs on good corporate earnings and better-than-expected economic growth. On the earnings front, Alphabet, Starbucks, McDonald's, and Twitter all reported better-than-expected earnings, with their shares rallying in afternoon trading. And a major phone merger has cleared an important hurdle. U.S. regulators giving the thumbs up to T-Mobile's $26.5 billion takeover of rival Sprint, despite fears of higher prices and job job cuts. The approval by the Justice Department and five state attorneys general comes after Sprint and T-Mobile agreed to conditions that would set up satellite TV provider Dish as a fourth wireless company. Dish is also buying prepaid cell phone brands like Boost and Virgin Mobile and some airwaves for wireless service from the two companies. A group of state attorneys general has filed suit to stop the takeover, citing consumer harm. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's met privately with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today about their differences, disagreements within the Democratic Party, and to, as some would say, bury the hatchet.
I would never even say that it was a hatchet, but I do think that we sat down today, we had a good meeting, and the Congresswoman is a very gracious member of Congress.
Ocasio-Cortez had accused Pelosi of singling out some Congresswomen of color for criticism. President Trump on Twitter says Apple will not get a waiver on tariffs if the company moves Mac Pro laptop production from Texas to China. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business Network,
"Well, the president is very committed to make America, buy America, and hire America. That's our dogma. We're going to stick to that, and it's appropriate."
This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas. That rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We are honored to have a guy that I believe is a true patriot. He is Sheriff David Clark, the former sheriff of, as they call it, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He is attending a symposium at the Wall, Cartels, Trafficking, and Asylum. He is joining us from Sunland Park, New Mexico. Last time I checked in with Sheriff Clark was at the Basque Fry in Gardnerville just a couple of years ago. Sheriff Clark, always good to talk to you. Good to be with you. It has been a while since the Basque Fry. By the way, you look great in Western wear.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that fine introduction. I'm humbled by it.
Let me ask you, a lot of people are wondering what you've been up to. I know there's been talk of you running for office and all kinds of other stuff. What has gone on in your life since leaving as sheriff of Milwaukee County?
Yeah, I'm still in the fight, still in the belly of the beast, but I got a new mission now, and it's helping to secure and seal this Mexican-U.S. border. There was a nonprofit that was started up by an Air Force war veteran, Iraqi war veteran, the triple amputee, Brian Kofaz. His camp came under rocket attack, and he lost three limbs. He sat and watched all the nonsense going on in Washington, and he said, hey, we're better than this. You know, he served our country, and so he had a vision, and it was to raise private funds to build bollard-type fencing along the southern border, the Mexican-U.S. border, in vulnerable areas. Our goal is not to try to seal the entire border where it's needed. That's the federal government's job, but there are some private landowners in some of these vulnerable areas, and they're under siege, and the government, their government is either unwilling or unable to protect them, and so that's what we're doing here. We already got 1 mile built here in El Paso, actually Sunland Park, New Mexico, but it's adjoins El Paso, Texas, so that the three areas kind of converge at this point. I'm there as we speak. High-end bollard fencing. It has sensors in it, which the federal bollard fencing does not have. It also has rebar and cement inside the tubular steel. We use 1/4-inch thick bollard fencing, whereas the federal government uses 3/16. So it's better specs. We put up this mile fencing here in 3 weeks, 18 feet high, 7 feet deep, plus a cement road for the Border Patrol to be able to patrol this thing over here. And we did it for about $7 million. We have some other projects in the pipeline that we want to get started, again, on private property. Where landowners are willing and you know to allow us to do this to help them and to help the American people. So that's a thumbnail sketch of my new mission right now.
Sheriff, I know that this fund, which we tracked, we must have tracked it for, I don't know, 3 weeks or a month. It raised over $1 million and probably north of that. Can you talk a little bit of how much you've raised and how much fencing will you actually be able to put up?
Okay, two parts of that question. The first part is to date, we've raised over $20 million. The section down here, if you want to do some quick math, a 1 mile section costs about $7 million. But we're still trying to raise money, the generosity of the American people. Never underestimate, like I said, the American people to come together in a time of crisis to help other Americans. This fundraising is on. How you doing? This fundraising is ongoing, and it will last as long as the American people continue to step up, dig deep in their pockets. We know we're asking a lot, but if they want to know where their money's going and what we're doing, they can go to WeBuildTheWall.us, the website. There'll be pictures down there. There'll be ads as to what we got done. We're not just talking about what needs to be done down here at the U.S.-Mexican border. We're actually doing something about it.
Again, Sheriff David Clark, former sheriff of Milwaukee County, joining us. He is down at the border, Sunland Park, New Mexico. The symposium at the Wall, Cartels, Trafficking, and Asylum. What other speakers are going to be coming down there and being a part of this?
Well, as we started this conversation, Donald Trump Jr. just walked in. He'll be speaking. Steve Bannon will be speaking. Congressman Louie Gohmert, I'll be speaking. Former Congressman Tom Tancredo. There's a host. There's about 20 people that'll be speaking at this symposium. And like I said, we're not just down here to talk. We're down here to message to the American people that it is a crisis. It is a real crisis down here. This is my fourth time down to the border, and I've been to different sectors. The Border Patrol divides the southern border into nine sectors. Five of them are in Texas. I've been to the Big Bend sector in Texas at Sanderson County, McAllen, which is the Rio Grande Valley sector, and now the El Paso sector here in Sunland Park. There's the Del Rio sector and the Laredo sector. Those are the five along the Texas border. We're also working with some people in Arizona along the southern border there for the same type of thing. Again, I want to stress to the American people that, and your listeners anyway, that we're helping out private ranchers and landowners who have been failed by their government. They're being overrun. This area here where we built, closed this section off, the Border Patrol said $200,000 to $300,000 a week of illegal drugs was flowing through this 1 mile sector because there was an opening left by the federal government. By the way, the Army Corps of Engineers left this area open because they said it was not buildable for the bollard type fencing. Well, guess what? We have a can-do spirit, came down here, Fisher Industries. We got together with some technology experts in terms of constructing on tough boundaries, and we did what the Army Corps of Engineers said could not be done. So that's why I said that we're going to keep this effort going, but if the American people don't step, it's going to be very hard to do it.
Sheriff, let me ask you, this is not your first rodeo. You've been dealing with this for quite some time. I got to ask you about what should the metric be? We just saw a number earlier this week that arrests along our southern border with Mexico are down 25%. Now, I would say that's good. And the president even said it's due to the hard work with Mexico and that Mexico is helping out. But what should the metric be? How do we know if what we're doing is actually closing or at least limiting our border to illegals?
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to get a drink from a fire hose. It really is down here because the border is so porous. We hear stories, you hear them, your listeners hear them, about people who are deported from the country only to come back in 4, 5, 6, 30 times. I'm not making those numbers up. There was a guy arrested in Iowa last week. He killed a mother and her two children. He's been deported twice. So that means the border's not sealed. The metric should be, and you can't, the stuff that you talk about, the seizures, stuff that the president talks about, he's not wrong. Drug seizures, arrests, it can't just be that. Those are outputs. We want outcomes. When the flow of illegal drugs stops coming into the United States and getting into these other cities, and every city in America, not just along the border, is at risk for illegal drugs. The fentanyl, the opioids, those are all coming from China through the southern border, killing American people. The overdose deaths, you've heard them. You've read about it. So the metric should be outcomes. The outcome will be when we know, when we kick somebody out of the United States, they cannot get back in. Now, part of the reason that the arrests are down is because the Border Patrol has been pulled from some of these vital areas and sent to the detention centers because the detention centers are overwhelmed. So I want to tell you something overwhelming. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a scam by the drug cartels along the border. It is an organized operation where they're flooding the detention centers with illegals so that the Border Patrol becomes overwhelmed, has to pull border agents off of checkpoints and off of patrolling the border, and they have to have them work as basically daycare operators at detention centers. So you can see the magnitude of this, but again, we can't just give up. We can't just throw arms in the air and say, hey, this is, we'll never get it done and it's not worth it. It is worth it. When you come down here and meet the people that I've met, who live down here in El Paso and Sunland Park, New Mexico, and you see the joy on their faces that somebody is down here willing to help. It's kind of like when a hurricane or a flood or wildfires hit, the American people step up. The American people volunteer with their money, their time. Well, that's what we're trying to grow here organically. We don't have the resources of the U.S. Treasury like the federal government, but it's pretty obvious to me that the Congress is not going to do this. They approach illegal immigration like their hair is on fire. They run when they see it. They talk around it. All they do is talk about it. But nothing's going to get done, especially in this coming up election year. Congress doesn't touch any hot button issues. But that doesn't mean we're going to stand pat. But again, we got to count on the American people stepping up with their generosity so that we can keep this thing going. You know what? I always say, when you're faced with a tough situation, just fight and just keep fighting. Don't worry about how much progress you're making. just keep fighting. Next thing you know, you look up and you see how much progress you've made. But if you just keep fighting, we are making progress and we will continue to make progress.
Have you been on any of your trips to any of the detention centers? Is it as bad as some of the liberals would tell you?
I'm sorry, say that again. Someone was talking in my ear.
No, I was just going to ask you if you've been to any of the detention centers on any of your trips to the border.
No, I have not been to any detention centers, but I've had briefings from the Border Patrol several times, and, you know, they've given me a snapshot of what it's like. They're overwhelmed. They are. That's why I like to use that phrase. They're trying to take a drink from a fire hose. That's almost impossible. They asked for the resources. The president asked for the resources. He declared this a crisis back in January. Went before the American people. You heard him. And the next thing you know, the Congress, you know, had said, oh, no, that's a manufactured crisis. Well, now they realize that it is, and it's not that they didn't realize it before, they were playing politics. So now they've given the president some money to beef up the resources at the detention centers, but that can't happen overnight. I mean, these things are overwhelmed with people. It's going to take time. So the money came, but it came a little too late. But that's the way things work or don't work in Washington, D.C.
Sheriff Clark, let me just ask you, if folks want to continue to contribute, I know this was originally kind of a GoFundMe effort, but can I ask you, where can folks donate to build more of this wall?
Yeah, just go to the website. It's WeBuildTheWall.us, and they can poke around over there, see what we've done, what we're doing. It's a very, very good website. People's money is being spent wisely. I'm going to make sure of that. I wouldn't be involved in an operation where money's wasted. But we need the help. I'm begging people. We need your help. You know, I liken it to a hurricane or a flood hit. You know, we got to step up. We got to move fast. But never underestimate the spirit and determination of the American people to get things done. If we can get the government out of the way, we'll be able to move quickly on this and other areas.
Well, the if there's a silver lining, the government has gotten out of the way for the next 6 weeks because Congress, knowing that it has an emergency, a crisis along the border, they're going to take 6 weeks off.
And that's a good thing. But again, you know, WeBuildTheWall.us. I'll let you know this, too, that over 200,000 of the contributors thus far, and we've had a lot, have been under $5. We're not asking for a lot. Give what you can. You know, take $1, $5, $10, $20. If you can give $500, give $500. If you can give $1,000, fine. But every dollar counts.
And one more time on that address.
WeBuildTheWall.us.
I love it. Sheriff Clark, always good to see you. I'll see you maybe at a Basque Fry to be named later. Thank you so much for joining us. Be safe on your travels, okay?
Hey, it's my pleasure. Be well.
There you go. Sheriff David Clark joining us from the border, from Sunland Park, New Mexico. Yeah. Which is right along the southern border. And that symposium, it's called Symposium at the Wall, Cartels, Trafficking, and Asylum, going to run through tomorrow. So check it out. It may end up on C-SPAN or someplace like that. I got to take a break. We'll come back. More to come as we continue live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Am I wrong on this? Am I wrong on this? We've got a crisis along our southern border. And even Sheriff David Clark says, well, cutting down apprehensions by 25% doesn't necessarily say that we're making a difference. I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at. But we do this. We've got a crisis along our southern border. We got the detention centers that are just a mess. And Congress is going to take 6 weeks off. Do we ever, when there's a crisis, say maybe Congress should stay in or Congress should take a week off and then come back? It just makes no sense at all. Jerry Nadler is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. You want to talk about another crisis? The Russians swear up and down they're going to try and upset our 2020 presidential elections. What does Congress do? Take 6 weeks off. It makes no sense at all. But Jerry Nadler was on with Anderson Cooper last night. And in looking at the Mueller hearings, says that Mueller really didn't hurt efforts to make the case for impeachment. Let's take you to cut number seven. This is Jerry Nadler on with Anderson Cooper.
Adam Schiff says Democrats need to be realistic and that the only way President Trump is leaving office at this point is if he's voted out in 2020. Do you think he's right?
I think it's too early to say that. I don't know. I don't know that. It's
because
too early to say. What I do know now is that we have to make sure the American people know about the Mueller committee's findings, unfiltered through the lies of the administration, which were broken yesterday. And I think it was very, very important for Mueller to come out and, in effect, call the lies of the administration for what they were. And now we, our job is to get the actual evidence before the American people, which we will start doing by going into court tomorrow.
But the court, you go to court tomorrow, but that could take a very long period of time. I mean, with
well,
appeals.
We hope, and I think there is a good chance that the courts will expedite the proceedings. We will certainly ask for expedition, and I think there's a good chance we'll get it.
So you don't buy into the argument that some were making yesterday and today that Mueller, by the way he presented it, did more harm than good?
Oh,
in terms of Democrats' perspective?
Certainly not. Prior to yesterday, the dominant news for the American people were the lies of the administration that the Mueller Commission had found no obstruction, no collusion, and had totally exonerated the president. Yesterday, we heard from Mueller, who said those were lies, who said he did not, the committee most certainly did not exonerate the president. They found considerable evidence of substantial evidence of very serious crimes, multiple by the president, that it was clear that the Russians had attacked our election in order to benefit the Trump campaign, and that the Trump campaign had welcomed that assistance. Those are very damning, and that they are attacking our elections right now and will next year, and the administration is doing nothing about it. Those are very damning statements, and it was important to get them out through the blockade of the administration's lies. And I think we did that. I think that was accomplished yesterday. It'll get further out as the news media cover it more. But now we have to get out this more specific evidence and the actual people who were instructed by the president to commit crimes on his behalf and who testified to the Mueller administration. We have to get them to testify in public now. And that's why we're going into court.
So why doesn't, I mean, if this is so urgent and we have to expedite, why is it that we don't have Congress coming back from their six-week recess? Anybody out there have a guess at that? We'll get to that probably on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Also, oh, by the way, guests are going to join us. Kayleigh McEnany. Remember her? Formerly with the RNC. She's now got a big new gig. No, I mean, this is incredible. She is the new National Press Secretary for the 2020 reelect for the Trump campaign. So she has moved from the RNC to the Trump campaign, and she'll have, daily access to the president. In fact, I understand she's going to Cincinnati on the 1st of August, big rally featuring the president of the United States. They're going to go right to Ohio. In fact, they may go to the Rust Belt all the time. Is Nevada still in play? We're going to find out. But Kayleigh McEnany will join us coming up 11:30 or thereabouts, and we'll get the very latest on what's going on there. Stick around. We got so much to do. Coming up, Rico Alder, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, will join us from beautiful Dayton, Nevada. You know where that is? Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful country. Stick around, more to do. My name is Kevin Wall. Want to thank Ashley, our entire crew. Want to thank Andrew Paul, Jameson Wilk. But most importantly, I want to thank you for joining us. We are far from done, folks. Come on back. Rico Aller joins us next, live and local now.
You like, come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind: Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah. authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
$7.90 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.